After sending Ollie off to run her distraction, Lauren entered one of the currently untitled spare sleeping cabins. She was immediately hit by the stale aroma of sweaty socks and cheap deodorant.
Hey! Didn't anyone ever teach you how to knock?
Narp was Rhonda's son, and something about him set Lauren's teeth on edge. No, scratch that. Everything about him set Lauren's teeth on edge. He was a grown adult, but acted like a sulky teenager. And not in the annoying yet strangely endearing way Mizette had done. Narp was whiny, smelly, incredibly selfish, and something about the way his eyes bulged out of his face gave Lauren the creeps.
I could have been doing anything in here.
Narp was lying flat on the bed, a portable holo terminal hovering in the air at arm's reach above him.
You can't just barge in on people.
Yeah, well, it's my ship. I need your help.
Ugh, what now?
What do you mean now? I haven't asked you to do a single thing since you got here, and... Forget it. We don't have docking papers. For the ship, I mean.
Well, duh. What else could you mean?
Lauren dug her fingernails into the palms of her hand before continuing.
Anyway, we've got inspectors at the door. If they don't get the paperwork, we're in trouble. All of us. Including you.
You know what's involved in that? Figuring out the planet's network protocols, finding an entry point, breaking their encryption. That's step one. Then I have to work on what paperwork is needed, make convincing forgeries.
Then you'd better hurry the funk up.
Did you even listen to what I just... No? Fine. Okay, fine.
His fingers tapped and swiped through the colorful lights floating above him. At first, the movements were sharp and jerky, but then his body seemed to find a rhythm, and his hands swooped and curved like the conductor of an orchestra's.
Done.
What? Already? I thought you said it was difficult.
No, I said that there was a lot to do. But I've done it. Now...
He made a shooting motion with one hand.
Please, thank you, bye-bye now, bye-bye.
Lauren bit her tongue so hard it hurt.
This had better work.
Then she sidled out into the corridor and made her way to the back of the ship.
You're welcome.
When Lauren reached the ramp, she found Ollie jiggling her furry artificial penis at a group of uniformed men. None of them looked particularly impressed. Well, maybe the guy at the back.
I'll take it from here.
She put a hand on Ollie's shoulder.
Huh? Oh, good. I kept them busy.